Sorry to Isaac Newton, Louis Pasteur, and Thomas Alva Edison, Einstein, Max Planck, big scientists, nuclear scientists and physical scientists. And they all said, there is so much order and complication. The example is given. Suppose somebody has made a nice painting of rose, 2D, two-dimension. It has a length, it has a width, paper. It's called 2D figure. 3D means depth also has to be there. That is called 3D. So, if somebody has made a very fantastic drawing, which looks very natural, you will ask or not, who has done this wonderful job? Immediately you will ask, is that right? Some painting looks very natural. So you appreciate the artist. By looking at the art, you appreciate that there is an artist. Similarly, if there is a 3D rose, the plastic roses, it is 3D. But it is an imitation, after all. The original rose, it is there. Very delicate, very fine colors, very fragrant. But your 2D rose, your 3D rose, very nice. But it's only imitation and no use. No use. Can you offer plastic flowers to Krishna? Why? It is not real. It is not real. Suppose I give you some plastic apple. I love you so much, please take. You throw it on my face. What nuts? Are you crazy? How will I eat plastic apple? Is that right? It is insulting a person. I invite you for falah, and I keep all plastic bananas, plastic apples, looking very nice. You throw it on my face. Are you crazy? Is that right? So, if somebody has just made a sample, a painting, or a plastic rose, you can appreciate, but it's not real. And you find somebody behind it. And when the original rose is there, which is really very satisfying, and for that you say there is nobody who has made it. Is it logical? No. Imitation you are saying, and original there is no person. So God is there. See, if science says, because we cannot see God, there is no God, then you are also blind faith. Blind. There is no proof. There is no logic. By logic there should be God. You are talking even without logic also. That is not science. So the religion is blind, they say. Science is also blind. That way. Is that right? So that is called New Age religion. Previously there were great religions, Christianity, Islam, and Hinduism, and people who are genuinely following, they are becoming better people. Is that right? If somebody is religious, there should be a difference between a non-believer and a believer. Non-believer can be a cheater, non-believer may have vices, drinking, and you believe in God and you need a drink or you need some cigarette. That means what did you benefit from practicing religion? When you practice religion, it should give you good qualities. All compassion, kindness, forgiveness, because you are satisfied, now you want to help others. And also now by bhajans, you are getting inner happiness. So you don't need artificial happiness, cigarette, liquor, that you don't need. No? So the point is, in the real religion, there is transformation. There is transformation and there is pure happiness. But New Age religion, because you don't have the qualification to understand God. To understand God, it needs some qualification. Suppose some villager comes and challenges rackets and satellites and all that. I don't believe they are there. We don't know. It needs some knowledge to understand things. Similarly, to understand God, it needs some qualification. So these people without qualification, they want to say whether there is God or not. So they have no qualification. So that is called New Age religion. New Age religion is secularism. You know, our founders of Indian Constitution, what is secularism? Secular means we don't promote one religion. Muslim countries, they say we are Islamic countries. We are Christian country. America says we are Christian country. And Abu Dhabi or United Emirates, they say we are Christians. They say, Pakistan, Singapore, they are Christian countries. No other religion allowed there. You cannot openly practice. You know, can you go on a Harnam Kirtan in Pakistan? No, it's an Islamic country, you can't do that. If you are here for some work, and in your house you do, but we don't admit, we don't allow openly to do anything to like in the name of religion. It's called Islamic nations, Christian nation. But India is a secular country. Secular country means, if you have faith in Jainism, you practice Jainism. If you have faith in Parsi religion, you practice Parsi religion. Whatever. So secular means you follow the religion of your choice. The state is not forcing you. Secular. But now, in the name of secular, they are saying, you know, India is a secular country, you cannot preach Bhagavad Gita. What? Secular means you can preach any religion. But they are saying because you are secular, you cannot talk about religion. It's nonsense. So atheism, secularism has become nowadays another form of atheism. And scientists also is another form of atheism, because they say scientifically there is no God. So here, the world is full of Mayavadis and atheists. And the political parties of the world take advantage of Mayavada and other atheistic philosophies to promote materialism. Say, if you accept that there is God, then you cannot do anything you like, you have to follow. Suppose you say there is God. If you say that you accept God, that means you cannot drink wine, you cannot take meat, you cannot smoke cigarette, because that is against the laws of God. So now people say, if you accept God, you have to follow, stop all this. So let us say there is no God, so that you can do any sinful activity you like. If you accept that there is God, you cannot do abortion. You cannot follow family planning. If you believe in God, you have to produce children, not that you practice family planning. If somebody practices family, if a father and mother practice family planning, you were there or you would not have been there. Because your father and mother, they gave you birth, you are there. Your father and mother with a family planning, and they will not be Taj Ahmad here today. Family planning, no children. So, if you don't want children, then you should know how to control your mind. You have to control your mind. Then you should pray, you should take prasadam, you should get a belly. These are all the things you have to do if you want to control the mind. And if you don't get a belly in the morning, if you don't take prasadam, if you don't take chant God's names, and if you don't worship God, you cannot control your mind. Because mind is given by God. And if you want to control the mind, you have to go back to God. And then He will help you. So Bhagavad Gita says, Daivi Yesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Durataya. Krishna's energy, material energy, you cannot conquer. And if you want to conquer material energy, Mahameva Prapadyanti Mayam Yatantarantati. If you want to become free from sex life, if you want to control your anger, if you want to control your greed, envy, it naturally comes, envy. If you practice, then you become intelligent. Krishna will give you intelligence. You understand? This guy has done something in his past life, so he is getting more. I have not done something in my past life, I am a poor. Is that right? All right. I should not become envious. I should not become envious. Because suppose you work hard and you become IAS. And this guy is a vagabond, loafer. And then you become envious. Oh, he has worked hard for it. So you have to work as a chaprasi, as a pure. And that guy will be a big officer. Because he paid the price. Similarly, anybody is getting anything, you should not become envious. Because God is partial or God is equal to everybody? God is partial or equal? God is equal. That means if you drink, you will make you a sick person. If you take nice fruits and milk, because you are following God, you will remain healthy. Don't blame God that God made me sick. Your own dirty habits made you sick. Why God will make you sick? If you follow God's laws, you will avoid a lot of trouble in life. If you follow God's law, even if you follow God's laws, there is going to be old age or not. Suppose you follow strictly God's laws. Only vegetarian food, getting up in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping. So you will not get old age or what? The old age is there. Because anyone who comes to this world, he has to become old, he has to die. Beyond that, there is less suffering, more suffering. So if you follow God, there will be less suffering. Because you are following the laws of nature. Bhagavantuni Niyamalu Patinchinatlayite, Manam Ekkuva Samayam Aarogyamga Untam. So, the point is, people, they want to live whimsically. Ishtam vachinattu batakala. Devudu unte manaku ayana addu ayana. Kaatte devudu evadu chusadu ayana jeevachagalo ayanda. Vadile. So, ishtam vachinattu chesu. Andukosam ani cheppi illantha kuda devudu oppukuntaru. It's not that God is not there. Because they don't want to follow God. That means you cannot force me. You have freedom. If you want to be atheist, you're nastic ground and move on. You cannot tell me that you also become nastic. God is there. So what ISKCON is doing? We are proving that Krishna is God. We are telling everybody reasonably, logically, practically and authentic. Heavy. We are saying that Krishna is God authentic, because it's not that my statement. It is Krishna's statement. And it is a great teacher's statement. Adi Shankara, Ramanujacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I may be a small man, but very big people said Krishna is God. You know? And scriptures are saying Krishna is God. That is called authentic. Logical, as I explained, by logic. There must be God. Logic. Reasonable. Then practical. Practical means you watch. Anybody who is practicing Krishna Bhakti, you watch. Who is better controlled in mind, you watch. You go and study the life of outside people. You come and study the life of devotees. You have to say, these devotees are better behaved, well behaved. Is that right? You have to say. That means it is practical. We are not talking theory. I drink and I do nonsense. You know, Krishna is God. Who cares? Practically, you have to show. By practicing Krishna Bhakti, I am leading a better life. Now you are greedy. You are envious. You are jealous. Whereas a devotee is content. He is content. He is not jealous. So this is a proof that by becoming a devotee, your quality of life improves. So it is practical. So sometimes they even back a strong party to oppose the Krishna consciousness movement. The Mayavadis and atheists do not want Krishna consciousness movement to develop because it educates people in God. Suppose we all become devotees of God. Suppose we are all. And then can you elect a nonsense leader? Suppose we are all devotees. And this guy is contesting for MLA post. And he's a womanizer or he's a drunkard or a meat eater, say, for example. Do you elect, suppose you are a Krishna guy, do you give vote to such a person? No, nonsense. This guy is useless. Why he should be our leader? Unfit to be a leader, isn't it? So people don't want Krishna consciousness because leaders will be exposed. Immediately people will come to know this guy is a rogue. He cannot be a leader. He is not fit. So the leaders want to suppress Krishna consciousness so that they can go on. They want to be leaders and continue to be a rogue. So to complete the paragraph, such is the policy of the atheists. There is no benefit in feeding a snake with milk and bananas. Suppose you give milk to a snake, it will develop poison or not? Even if you give milk to the snake, it will develop poison only. It will bite you. So there are people who are bad people. So they don't want to learn. This world is always a place of bad and good. We cannot help it. Let's say there should be a fight. There should be a fight. Devotees have to fight and you have to prove. You cannot sit in and nobody is interested in God. Why should I talk? No. You have to fight. Otherwise, this world will be taken over by bad people. You know? Snake will never be satisfied. By taking milk and bananas, anyway, snakes eat bananas, by the way. If you make a banana milkshake, maybe you should try. If Prabhupada is saying, if you feed snake milk and bananas, Prabhupada cannot be wrong. Right? If you give milkshake, banana milkshake, probably the snake will take. Otherwise, Prabhupada is saying, on the contrary, by taking milk and bananas, the snake simply becomes more poisonous. If you feed the snake nicely, it will bring more poison. If you starve a snake, less poison. If you feed it nicely, more poison it will bring. No? For similar reason, we should not disclose our mind to, that means we should not agitate nonsense people. They become very angry. When you are preaching, you should not preach to everybody. You know, and that's why, what is the ninth offense to the holy name? What is the ninth offense? To instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. Roju Padram put antanaga Mangalatlo, Ika Kantasangalada. Roju Bhagavantri Naman Japan Jesus Padaparadan. And the Tabidaparadam, Sradhalaina Twenty Varki, Bhagavana Mahimal Vivarinchadam. But Inka, కోపం వస్తుంది అతనికి ఎందుకంటే అతను దేవుని నమ్మకం లేదు మీరు బాగా చక్కగా చెబుతుంటే వాడు డిస్టర్బ్ అయిపోతాడు వెర్రి నేను ఓడిపోతాను. సో envious people, snake-like people, just ignore them. When you are preaching, you have to preach to innocent people like you. Or you have to preach to intelligent people, innocent people. You have to preach ignorant people. They don't know, so they are, if you tell them, they will follow. But somebody who is a rogue, don't try to prove God before him. Just ignore him, cut him off. Because this world is too big. You don't have to preach to rogues and rascals. So, it is best to avoid association with such people. Never have any confidential dealings with them. Suppose your father doesn't believe in God. And if you try to tell too much about God, he will not allow you to go to the temple. Just leave him there. If your father is favorable, our father is favorable, he comes to, we told your father in the morning, not your father, but Janani Priya. Janani Priya's father, he comes to Mangalarti daily, you know, you are seeing. Venkatesh. We should not extend invitations to Mayavadis. Time out. Tomorrow also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram.